Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of April 26, 2024 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. It's tournament time. And there are some other special announcements below, so please take notice. Don't forget about the Outlaw Invitational. The Raleigh Outlaw Invitational Tournament will be held at Buffalo Lanes North on Saturday, May 4. We will begin bowling at 10 a.m. The entry fee is $40 per bowler. Outlaws, our deadline for entry will be tonight, since it is the last night that we bowl for the season. For those outside of Raleigh, if you can please let me know your names no later than Wednesday, April 24th. If you plan to bring the entry money with you, please bring cash. We welcome everyone who wants to bowl to this tournament. Outlaws, we'll be having our bake sale, so if you can bake, we need your help. We will also be having our 50-50 and possibly another special fundraising event. We will have our tournament planning meeting on Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. at Sharon's house. Board members who can are encouraged to attend. At the regular board meeting held last weekend, Sharon had the following letter read. April 12, 2024. Dear Raleigh Outlaw family, although I have not been a member of this organization the entire 41 seasons, I have served it that long in many ways, both behind the scenes and as a leader. It has been truly a pleasure to do so. We've been through a lot together. We have been on some amazing trips, have had some parties which are still talked about today, and we hosted one of the best national tournaments. The loss of some of our friends and COVID changed our league in many ways. People constantly say things that are not what they used to be. I can understand that. They are not the same for me either. Now it is time to grow and raise funds so that things can get better. It is time for someone who has more energy than I to take on this task. Therefore, I am giving notice that I do not wish to continue serving as president after this season. I am here to help support whoever you elect to serve. Please know that this has been something I have held in deep prayer for many months, and it is not easy for me. Thank you all for the opportunity to serve. Respectfully, Sharon N. Benton, President, the Raleigh Outlaws. With this being the case, we will have a very important decision to make at our annual end-of-season dinner, which we're hoping to have at the end of June, date to be announced once it's confirmed. A copy of the most recent version of the Raleigh Outlaws bylaws is attached to your email copy of this newsletter so that you can see the duties that are required of all of the officers. All officer and board positions are up for election this year. Here's a fundraising request from a friend, Leah Grosjean, or Grosjean, using the French pronunciation, is a Governor Moorhead School alumni. She is an advocate for persons with disabilities and is working toward a major goal, Paralympic World Cup climbing competition. Please help her out if you can. She writes as follows, my Cliff Notes version of my story. I am a single parent who took up rock climbing as a hobby to do with my son. We both have been blind from birth. A year ago, I learned of paraclimbing competitions where people with disabilities compete for a spot on the U.S. climbing team. I did. I am the third ranking completely blind climber in the nation. I have worked real hard to maintain a rigorous training schedule, working and most important, parenting. What's next? The World Cups in Utah, Austria, and Italy. I plan to attend all three if I can raise the support. What do I hope for? I hope to further the sport of paraclimbing, especially with the youth. I also want to promote inclusive practices on the recreation and employment side of climbing in the gyms. Thank you for reading this and roping up with me to climb to new heights. Leah Gorstein. And here's some more information about it so that you can donate. Climbing Through the Dark, 910-210-8962. Dark Climber, C-L-I-M-B-E-R, 88, at gmail.com. IG at climbing underscore through underscore the underscore dark. https://// www.facebook.com/#/ climbing through the dark. And for more of the fundraising information, https://gofund.me. Okay. https://gofund.me/DADDFC67. The Cash App for using is $DarkClimber. And for Zelle for donations, darkclimber88@gmail.com. And for Venmo, it's just simply the @DarkClimber. All of these items are actionable with a couple of clicks in your email copy of the newsletter. Want to shop online for groceries but don't know how? Check this out. Public drop-in for grocery assistance on April 30. Digital Connectors will host a drop-in session for Raleigh residents to learn how to shop online at Food Lion, Walmart, and Aldi, using their credit, debit, and EBT cards as part of their community impact project. Residents will receive one-to-one assistance and learn how to create an account, shop for groceries, and check out by adding their preferred payment method. The resident will also receive a guide to provide support for the future. Here are the details. April 30th and May 2nd, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Raleigh Pathways Center, 900 South Wilmington Street, Raleigh, NC, 27601. An interesting option to consider if you might need hearing aids. A message from HEAR.com. What happens when you combine German engineering with the world's most trusted name in hearing care? The biggest breakthrough in hearing technology in more than a decade. Introducing the New Horizon IX, or Roman numeral 9, by HEAR.com, HEAR.com. It is one of the world's first dual processing hearing aids, delivering never-before-heard clarity. The best part? The Horizon 9 hearing aids are nearly invisible. On top of that, it is fully rechargeable with Bluetooth / smartphone connectivity. Couple that with HEAR.com's award-winning customer service and insurance and financing options. Getting the care that you need has never been easier. Ready to join over 385,000 people hearing better than ever? See if you qualify for a 45-day no-risk trial of the award-winning Horizon 9. In case anyone still needs to make their hotel reservation for Reno, the cutoff date for registrations is extended to May 8. Come, even if you did not register to bowl. We will be staying at the Silver Legacy Resort Casino, 407 North Virginia Street, Reno, Nevada, 89501. The best way to make reservations is to go to the website link in your email copy of this newsletter or call the Silver Legacy reservation line at 1-800-687-8733 and note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block at the Silver Legacy. Ask for the group rate of for ABBA Bowling Tournament 2024. The discounted rate is $59 plus $30 resort fee plus $3 city fee and 13.5% tax, that's approximately $104 per night, for two guests per night. Each additional person will be charged at a rate of $10 per person per night, with a maximum of four persons per guest room. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note a credit card will be required to secure reservations and will be charged for one night. It is standard policy to require a credit card upon check-in for incidental charges. They do provide complimentary airport shuttle service and self-parking, in-room Keurig coffee maker with Starbucks pods, in-room refrigerator and room safe, access to all new fitness center, public area and in-room Wi-Fi, and printing of boarding passes. Check-in time is 3 p.m. and check-out time is 11 a.m. Any departures after 11 a.m. are subject to the full-day charge. Each guest room must have at least one registered guest 21 years of age or older. The Silver Legacy Casino is a short walk from the hotel lobby. There's a snack shop and a coffee shop in the lobby. The casino has several restaurants. Also, the Circus Circus Casino and the El Dorado Casino are adjoined to the Silver Legacy Casino. The Circus Circus Casino has a food court with several different restaurants to select from. There is a 24-hour restaurant in the Silver Legacy. Go on the website, and it lists all of the restaurants and entertainment that they have. Coconut Bowl, 1855 East Lincoln Way in Sparks, Nevada, will be the lanes that we will be using this year. It's about 10 minutes from the hotel. Transportation will be provided. We will be using 38 lanes for the competition. The lanes are in two sections, 22 lanes and 16 lanes. The bowling center is also a family entertainment center, which includes go-karts, miniature golf, pool tables, and two bars. The Water Dog Snack Bar features a diverse menu including pizza, burgers, hot dogs, salads, and a variety of sandwiches and Mexican specialties. All food is made to order, but it's also quick and an easy way to get some food. Sandy McDaniel has provided the following description of the t-shirts. The design on the back of the shirts is a mountain with a bowling pin and a bowling ball with arms and legs skiing. Across the mountain, it has 75th American Blind Bowling Association, Reno. Right under is a sign with the greatest little city in the world. Below the sign is a bowling pin playing a slot machine with gold coins and 2024 written on them. Also, a bowling ball with sunglasses holding up a full house at a poker table. And the chips have ABBA written on them. The shirts are all pre-order. You can either send your check to me or you can pay cash at the tournament. All orders will need to be received by April 20th, whether you're paying cash or prepaying. If anybody wants to pre-order one and pay for it when you get there, let me know the size and whether you want black or tie-dye. The Masters will be bowled on Monday afternoon, May 20. We normally request the 9:30 a.m. squad for singles and doubles and for teams on the second and third day. So Tuesday for singles and doubles, and Wednesday for teams. The board meeting will be Monday at 8 p.m. At the convention meeting will be Tuesday at 8 p.m. The Raleigh Wake Council of the Blind will have a pancake breakfast from 9 a.m. until noon on Saturday, May 25. The event will be held at the Brooks Avenue Church of Christ, 700 Brooks Avenue in Raleigh. Contact Lawrence Carter for advance tickets at 919-856-0034 or 919-649-5915. Tickets are $15 per person. The Raleigh Audio Dart Club will host a dart tournament on Saturday, June 15th from 9 a.m. until around 4 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church Fellowship Hall, 2100 Noble Road, Raleigh, NC. 27608. Registration and entry fees. $60 for three games, $50 for two games, $25 for one game. Early registration. All participants who register on or before June 8th will be entered into a drawing for a $50 Visa gift card. The drawing will be held on the day of the tournament. You must be present in order to win. Payment options. Registration / entry fees and lunch payments can be made via Cash App, PayPal, or in person, cash only. Please submit all in-person payments to John Ingram or Alicia Ingram or Julius Artis. Cash App information. Account holder, Alicia Ingram. Cash tag name, $RADLNC, all capital letters. Telephone number, 323-839-3530. PayPal information. Account holder, Alicia Ingram. Organization name, Raleigh Audio Dart League. Email address, radlnc301@gmail.com. Game schedule. Game 1, 301 countdown. Individual 9 rounds, double elimination. Game 2, I gotcha. Individual 12 rounds. Game 3, 301 countdown. Random pairs, 8 rounds, double elimination. Partners for Game 3 will be selected in a random drawing. Cash prizes to the game winners. Game 1, 301 countdown. Individual first prize, $75. Second prize, $50. Third prize, $25. And highest ton, $25. Game 2, I gotcha. Individual. First prize, $75. Second prize, $50. Third prize, $25. Highest ton, $25. Game 3, 301 countdown, pairs. First prize, $150. Second prize, $100. Third prize, $50. Highest ton, $25. There will be a lunch sale fundraiser. The cost is $10 per lunch. Lunch contents, one hamburger or cheeseburger, choice of beef or turkey patty, one bag of chips, choice of Frito-Lay products, one cookie, choice of chocolate chip or oatmeal, and one drink, choice of soda, Gatorade, or water. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact John, Alicia, or Julius for more information. Update on our GMSAA reunion. Hello, GMS alumni and friends. Online registration is now open for the 2024 Governor Moorhead School Alumni Reunion, and we hope that many of you are planning to attend. Please note that the deadline for hotel reservations, event registration, and T-shirt orders is July 19th. Included in this announcement is a tentative schedule as well as the specific event information that was posted in March. Date, Friday, August 9th through Sunday, August 11th. Location, Midtown Doubletree Hotel, 2805 Highwoods Boulevard, Raleigh, NC 27614. Phone number, 919-872-3500. Room rate, $135 per night for either a standard king or two queen room types, plus tax. The room rate will include a hot breakfast buffet in the hotel restaurant. If you choose to order from the restaurant menu, the cost of your breakfast will be an additional charge. Each room has a coffee maker, refrigerator, and there's free Wi-Fi in the guest rooms as well as in the public areas. Reservations. There are two ways that rooms can be reserved. You can call the hotel directly at 919-872-3500 and request a room in the GMSAA Annual Convention Room block or with the group code GMA. You can also call Hilton directly at 1-855-672-1138 and ask for a room with the GMSAA Annual Convention or with the group code GMA. There's a limited number of rooms available in our room block for anyone wishing to arrive on Thursday, August the 8th. Please note that the cutoff date for room reservations is Friday, July 19, 2024. All reunion activities and meals will be held in the hotel. Registration. The registration fee for the GMSAA members will be $60. For lifetime members, $50. For guests, $90. Registration fee will cover dinner on Friday evening, a box lunch for Saturday, and a banquet dinner on Saturday evening. Partial event registration fees will be Friday only, $30. Saturday lunch, $30. Saturday evening, $30. Or Saturday lunch and dinner combined, $60. The deadline for registration is Friday, July 19th. There will be an additional fee for anyone who registers past the July 19th deadline. There will be no refunds of registration fees in the event of a cancellation. You may register online via our website at www.gmsaai.org and follow the PayPal instructions. The registration form on the GMSAA website is very accessible, and paying via PayPal is very secure. You do not need a PayPal account to make your payment. When on the PayPal section, just arrow down to the credit debit card option. If you would like assistance with online registration, please send an email to dcpermar58, that's dcpermar58, at gmail.com, with your phone number and a time when you are available to register via our website. Other convention committee members will also be available to assist you with online registration. Once again, this year you can order t-shirts. The cost is only $22 for any size. This t-shirt has a logo of the Greyhound and the Charger running into the sunset. It also has on the back, quote, "We walk by faith, not by sight," as well as the alphabet, the Braille alphabet in puffed print. The t-shirt is gray and the logos have blue and gold on them. If you send your size, number of shirts that you want, and the money to us by July 19, we will have your t-shirt at the convention on August 9th. If you're not attending the convention reunion, we will mail it to you for $2 extra. To order your t-shirt or t-shirts, please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034. Tentative schedule of events. All times and events are subject to change if necessary. Friday, August 9, 1 to 4:30, registration, 3 to 4:30, line dance, 6 to 7:30, dinner followed by meet and greet, 8:30 to 10:30, fun games and darts. Saturday, August 10, 9 to 11, announcements, presentations, and business meeting, 12 o'clock noon, lunch, 1:30 to 4:30, indoor yard sale and vendors, 6:30 to 8:30, banquet, 9 to 10:30, dance, and a quiet place. Sunday, August the 11th, 9 to 10 a.m., worship hour. We urge everyone to go ahead and complete your registration room and room reservation so that we can add to our room block if necessary, while more rooms are still available at the hotel. Thank you in advance for your attendance and participation in the upcoming GMSAA reunion. Sincerely, the Convention Committee. Donna Permar. Email dcpermar58@gmail.com. Lawrence Carter. YallowDog@BellSouth. YallowDogg at BellSouth.net. Phone number 919-856-0034. Margaret Carter. Email cartermargaret48@gmail.com. Telephone 919-856-0034. Susan Patterson. Email missp2015, that's missp2015@gmail.com. Phone number 919-798-2222. And Ricky Scott. Email rickyscott09, that's RICKYSCOTT09@gmail.com. Phone number is 919-673-8300. Save the date, White Cane Day 2024. October 15th. The Advocacy and Legislative Affairs Committee of the North Carolina Council of the Blind invites you to a celebration of the 60th White Cane Day in Raleigh. The white cane is a tool and a symbol. It represents mobility and independence for people who are blind or have low vision. It is a tool to make us more visible in the right of way. And the event will be designed to make us more visible in the halls of state government. We expect Governor Cooper to present a proclamation in the morning and hold an advocacy committee meeting in the Senate legislature in the afternoon. During this day of action, we will meet with public officials and the media to talk about the importance of accessibility for all in public spaces. Members of the NCCB will travel to the state capitol from their homes across the state to participate. The NCCB Advocacy and Legislative Affairs Committee has been recently reconstituted, and this is the first action in our campaign to put people who are blind or have low vision in direct contact with state officials and elected leaders. Active participation in the political process is essential in securing resources and laws that benefit people with disabilities. Showing up for this event is a way of making a clear statement that blind and low vision issues are important. Plans are still in the works. Expect regular updates. If you have ideas, questions, or resources to offer, please contact William Smith at GWMSMITH3808. That's GWMSmith3808@gmail.com or call 301-646-9109. And it's cookie time. Recipes that will blow you over. Both of them are cookies. We'll begin with a lemon oatmeal cookie. You're going to need 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/4 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup unsalted butter softened, 1/2 cup granulated sugar, 1/3 cup light brown sugar packed, 1 large egg, the zest of 1 lemon, 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 1.5 cups of old-fashioned rolled oats. The directions. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and line baking sheets with parchment paper. Whisk together flour, baking powder, baking soda, and salt in a medium bowl. In a stand mixer, cream together butter, granulated sugar, and brown sugar until light and fluffy. Add in the egg and blend well. Stir in lemon zest, lemon juice, and vanilla extract. Gradually add the dry ingredients to the wet mixture, mixing just until combined. Fold in the rolled oats. The dough will be sticky yet hearty. Drop rounded tablespoons of dough onto your prepared baking sheets. Bake for about 10 to 12 minutes until the edges are golden brown, but the centers remain soft. Let them cool on the baking sheet for a minute before transferring to a wire rack. Oh boy. Now the Dandy Do cookies. The ingredients for the Dandy Do's is as follows. 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk, 1/3 cup of butter, 1/3 cup of brown sugar, and 3 tablespoons of milk. And here's how you make them. Line a cookie sheet with parchment paper and arrange the crackers in a single layer. What crackers? Doesn't say anything about crackers in the list. I can't tell you what kind of crackers. I don't know if they're Ritz crackers or saltine crackers. However, in a small saucepan, combine sweetened condensed milk, butter, and brown sugar. Cook over medium heat for 5 to 6 minutes, stirring often. Reduce the heat to low and whisk in the milk, the vanilla, and the peanuts. Peanuts, another item that I didn't see on the list. Until smooth. Cook for an additional minute and then remove from the heat. Use a cookie scoop to top each cracker with a caramel mixture. Caramel mixture? Allow the cookies to fully cool and store them in an airtight container. Folks, I think on this one you may need to get in touch with Ginger to see how the instructions line up with the ingredients. There's certainly going to be Dandy Do cookies, but I'm not sure how to put that stuff together. Lastly, for today, we have the bowling schedule. The Outlaw Invitational is on May the 4th. And the ABBA National Tournament will be in Reno, Nevada, May 19 through 23. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of April 26, 2024. The content of this program is intended for a print or impaired or blind audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. And if you have any questions about the recording itself, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.